8:08 a.m.
So what's it like listening to the report of your dad's death, Roger Payne, the famous mountaineer? I'm finding it incredibly freaky, because I'm actually driving down to I'm going down to that hotel down South Wales, taking all the duvets, and it's just on the news every hour, and it's been heavily reported on the Today programme, and just listening to it is very, very freaky. Anyway, talk to you again. I've got my mobile on now, so if you want to give us a ring sometime, do so. Bye.
That was my dad, Roger Payne, leaving a message on my answer machine this morning. When I told him last night on the phone that the other Roger Payne, that's also a mountaineer, died in Chamonix, he went into shock. I guess he felt in one way that a part of him had died for so many years now. People have confused the other Roger Payne with him, and who knows, maybe vice versa. Years and years ago, I guess early 80s, when my dad was a teacher in Coventry, people would pin up on the notice board articles written by the other Roger Payne, thinking it was him. Similar interests. I remember reading articles myself and thinking, I wonder if that's my dad, and then asking him and him saying, no, it's the other one. So to hear about this, to hear your name on the news, and even though he visited a couple of days ago, hearing his name and the word death and mountaineering on the news had me momentarily feeling butterflies, and that moment, you know how you feel when you get really bad news. And then I clicked at him and I thought, oh no, it's the other guy. Weirder still is, I've only ever seen an avalanche once, and I think it was in exactly the same place where these people died. When myself and my brother were much younger, I think he was 8 and I was 12, my dad tagged us onto a sixth form school trip into Chamonix. A small group were going to climb the highest mountain in Europe, Mont Blanc, and we were going to be climbing the Alps. I remember my little brother as he trotted along the top of the snow, and I was just heavy enough to kind of crunch down into it. And from what I remember, it was the single most difficult thing I'd ever done in my life. One morning, one beautiful crisp morning though, I remember this sound of thunder, this cracking in the mountains. And my dad called us out of the tent and said, look. And we could see an avalanche coming down the mountain, and everybody held their breath as these tiny specks, these people, were running away from underneath it. And you could see them almost hardly moving as this torrent, this immense mass of snow came crashing down towards them. And they just made it. I don't think they would even have realised how close they were. But we could see from Chamonix below, looking up, we could see on this well-trodden path, a path that so many people use on the route up to Mont Blanc, and possibly the other Roger Payne and that group of people involved in the tragic accident yesterday. Loads of messages have come to me, people offering condolences. Friend last night straight away a direct message me and says, I'm so sorry to hear about your dad. It's not him. Through my dad's Twitter account, Bavet, B-A-A-V-E-T, he makes woolen duvets in Wales, and people were commenting, wondering, and he responded saying he's okay. In the shop this morning, he said he went to get the paper and it's all over the papers. It must be really strange. And I know he's feeling really weird today, because I guess the news will be inescapable. These two people with the same names, leading for many years quite parallel lives. The other Roger Payne, connected to the associations though, that my dad was also climbing within and working with him. Very surreal. Very surreal.